Masechtas Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discussed previously the use of a kaira, a crossbeam, over the opening of a mavoi, an alleyway between different courtyards. The crossbeam would make that the mavoi would look like a separate domain, separate from the Rishus Rabim, from the street outside. The Mishnah here discussed the dimensions of the kaira, this crossbeam. Hakaira sha'amru, the crossbeam that Chazal spoke about, rechava kedei lekabel ariach, has to be wide enough to hold a brick called an ariach. How wide is an ariach? V'ariach chatzin levena shel shleisha tefachim. An ariach is half the size of a levena brick, and a levena brick is shleisha tefachim, is 3x3 tefachim. So the levena is 3x3 tefachim, the ariach is half that size, which makes it 3x1.5, and the kaira had to be wide enough to hold this 1.5x3 tefachim brick. But really, the kaira only needs to be 1 tefach thick, and it will have the ariach lying on it lengthwise. So 3 tefachim length of the ariach will be lying on the kaira, and the kaira is 1 tefach wide. When the ariach is placed on top of it, it will have a quarter of a tefach overlapping on either side of the kaira, because the ariach is 1.5 tefachim wide and the kaira is only 1 tefach wide, and that's enough. 1 tefach width is enough for the crossbeam to support this ariach on top of it with the quarter tefach extending on each side. Mishnah Dalad, rechava kedei lekabel ariach. The crossbeam that we're discussing has to be wide enough to hold an ariach like we spoke about, which is 1 tefach with a little overlap on either side. Ubriya kedei lekabel ariach. And the first tanya in this Mishnah holds that not only does it need to be 1 tefach wide, but it actually has to have the strength, the crossbeam has to have the strength in order to hold the weight of an ariach, a brick. So it has to be a sturdy plank, not just 1 tefach wide, but sturdy enough to hold the brick. Only then does it have some level of permanence, that it's recognized as a permanent fixture there on the mavoi, separating it from Rishus Rabim. Otherwise, it'll look temporary and people won't recognize it as something that has any permanence there. Rabbi Yehuda, he comes to argue and he says, Rechava afal pi she'im bria. All you need is that it should be wide enough to hold an ariach, which we said was 1 tefach wide, but it doesn't need to be strong enough to hold a ariach. All it is about the appearance. If it looks like it's wide enough, it's good. Even if it's not strong enough to support the weight of a riach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that wasn't necessary. All we needed was 1 tefach width.